This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageani. The government today convened an all-party meeting on the issue of Bangladesh. During the meeting in New Delhi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar briefed the leaders on the issue. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda were present in the meeting. Leader of Opposition and Lok Sabha Leader Rahul Gandhi, TMC Leader Sudip Bandyopadhyay, NCP SP Leader Supriya Sule, RJD Leader Meesa Bharati, SP Leader Professor Ram Gopal Yadav and T.R. Balu of DMK were among the opposition leaders who were present in the meeting. Union Minister and JDU Leader Lalan Singh, Union Minister and JDS Leader H.D. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister and TDP Leader Ram Mohan Naidu and LJPR Leader Arun Bharati also attended the meeting. The UK government has called for a United Nations-led probe into the unrest that led to the resignation of former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and leaving the country yesterday. Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the United Kingdom wants to see a peaceful and democratic future for the South Asian country. He said the last 2 weeks in Bangladesh have seen unprecedented levels of violence and tragic loss of life. He urged all sides to work together to restore calm under a transitional government. India's first multinational air defence exercise Tarang Shakti 2024 will begin from today at the air base at Sulur, Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. The exercise will continue till the 14th of this month. 30 countries across the world, including US, Germany, France, Australia, UAE and Singapore, will be participating in the exercise with state-of-the-art fighter jets performing exercises. The three-day exercise is being conducted in two phases. First from today till 14th of this month, and the second phase will be held in Jodhpur, Rajasthan from 29th August to 14th of next month. 10 countries were taking part with their aircraft, while 18 countries will attend the exercise as observers. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Vice Chief of the Air Staff Air Marshal A.B. Singh informed that India will showcase its indigenous made fighter aircraft and equipment. He added that Tejas, Rafale, Mirage 2000, Jaguar, MiG-29 aircraft and more will take part in the exercise. Flying and ground training, defense exposition and cultural exchange programs will also be conducted. The defense personnel from participating countries will also visit India's tech companies. The first National Space Day will be held on 23rd of this month to honor the success of the Chandrayaan 3 mission. The Government of India is launching a month-long campaign to highlight the remarkable achievements of India's space missions and to inspire the nation's youth. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. To mark National Space Day, various stakeholders will organize pan-India events to celebrate and engage the public. In Bulgaria, the third and last attempt to form a government in the current legislature has failed, paving a way for the snap elections. Bulgarian President Rumen Radev had recently asked the smallest parliamentary group, the 16-seat party ITN, to nominate a prime minister candidate and to try to form a government, but the party failed to secure enough support. Earlier in July, the two largest parliamentary groups, GERB-UDF and PPDB, failed to form a stable coalition after the inconclusive parliamentary elections in June. In the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will be in action in hockey, athletics, table tennis and wrestling events today. Asian Games and Commonwealth Games gold medalist Vinesh Fogat will feature in the women's 50kg freestyle division. She will have her task cut out against the reigning Olympic champion Yui Suzuki of Japan in the round of 16. All eyes will be on the Stade de France arena as India's biggest hope of a medal from track and field Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Neeraj Chopra takes part in the qualifications round of the javelin competition. He will be part of Group B, while India's other prospect in the discipline, Asian Games medalist Kishore Jena, will be competing earlier in Group A. Kiran Pahal will be seen in action in women's 400-meter repechage. In a blockbuster semi-final, the Indian hockey team will face Germany. Meanwhile, star wrestler Vinesh Fogat will begin her quest for an Olympic medal in the 50kg freestyle category today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.